Yeah, you can't complain about that too much. You're almost getting, you know, close to a decade between cleanings. But, yeah, the night I got it, I wish I hadn't done it, but I was all excited and threw it on the car on the mount that I have my my VHF, UHF antenna on, and just to see, you know, how it worked and stuff like that. But that particular night was, we got a snowstorm, and it got covered in salt. It was all caked with salt. I got it cleaned up pretty well, but I really wish I hadn't done that.
Hey, copy that. And you see, the one thing I don't like about, the only thing I don't like about this is when it runs from one extreme to the other, okay? There's no limit switches inside to stop it. So the internal clutch of the motor assembly, okay? Because physically I don't see a clutch. But they got to have something in there so you don't burn up the motor. And that could be, and that may be as simple as in electronics, current limiting. So you don't burn up the motor, but you can literally jam that sucker and not know it. Okay, that's why I do the things I do. And because I got to see a little exploded view of it one day. And this goes back a few years, and I'm like, you know something? I got to maintain it. Because I already had some questions. And, you know, but that's just it. I keep all that thing clean. One other thing, too, that I didn't realize, for that antenna to be useful on UHF and VHF, there's a guide rod in there, you know, so things doesn't twist. That also works as your quarter wave for VHF, you know. And cause I really didn't know how they did that, but when I saw that, I go, well, I wanted to use two different antennas anyway, so when I did throw that on the Grand Am, you know. But that's just it. I am not complaining about my purchase. You know, I even have a little tripod for that sucker if I was to take it out in the field, you know, and play portable. So that's some of my resources, but you have a fixed shunt coil in there to make it all tuned. So it can be very temperamental for how it tunes up on a car, you know, where it might like some bands and not the others for that particular grounding, you know. But that's just it. I still recommend that antenna, you know what I mean? And because, like I said, there's things I do like about it. But in the parking lot, got to make a mad dash for the cash there, Aiden. But I'll listen for your final. And, hey, you never know. You might catch me in transit tonight when I ride out to La Porte.